All right, thanks for joining us for the plays of the week. The Maryland Blue Crab Eating Champ from this summer, Coach Belichick, rejoins me, having some fun. Looking at the plays from the big win against the Ravens, what do we got to look at here?
Well, one of the big ones was Ryan Allen's punt, and Jonathan Jones downing the punt on the one-yard line gave us great field position against the Ravens. Kicking game, always so important, but always in a close game. Good high ball by Ryan, kind of tough to handle here. Hester lets it go, and that results in an opportunity to put the Ravens in bad field position. John makes a great play here to tap the ball back into the field of play before his momentum carries him in the end zone. And
great turn of events right there, and then it sets your defense up ultimately for what we're going to take a look at here.
Right. So the next play, it was the Ravens coming off the goal line here, and what you'll see is we end up stemming this front. We change the front a little bit, move McClellan onto the line of scrimmage and move the line over. And it looks like the Ravens have a miscommunication here in their blocking assignment. So I think instead of the fullback going for Landon Roberts, the linebacker here, they miss Malcolm Brown on the line of scrimmage, and he penetrates and hits the fullback there, and we get him for a safety. So good play here to take advantage of the field position. Again, you can see the stemming here on the defensive line, and then some kind of a communication breakdown here. Wow. Between Wagner and Ducasse, not blocking Malcolm Brown, and as I said, Malcolm gets in there, makes the play, Chunk's right behind him, and so good way to start.
You don't want to miss, Malcolm. He's a big guy too.
Yeah. You'd think that's one guy you get right.
Yeah, block him, let Chung make the play. All right, moving on here, field goal block.
Well, this is a key play in the game. Tucker, of course, hasn't missed all year, and we felt like in order to stop it, we'd had to block it. We couldn't wait for him to miss, but very well timed up here by Shea. He hits the line with good momentum and clears the line. You can see the Ravens center and guards there really don't stand up. They kind of anchor forward to stop that power charge by those defensive tackles. And Shea's able to get over him cleanly and time it up perfectly and, make the play. So another big play for us in the kicking game.
That's good athleticism by him, too. And he's starting to come around for you guys, really starting to play well.
Yeah, he's given us a lot of good plays. Great timing on the play. So, big play here for us, third and four, backed up on our 15-yard line. And we get a good matchup out here with James White on C.J. Mosley. What the Ravens are doing here is they're double covering this side with a safety over the top of Edelman and Hogan and Malcolm Mitchell, and then they're double covering Edelman here in the third position on the strong side, and so that leaves Martellus Bennett and James White one on one out here, and Tom, of course, reads the coverage cleanly, gets White on the slant, gets a step on Mosley. And, turns it into a long play. Good open field run in there by James. Turn a short slant into a long play that, sets up a good scoring opportunity for us.
And Ivan Fierce does a good job with those guys as far as route running. It's not like backs just run. I mean, throughout the years, you guys have always run really good routes from the back position.
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of plays out of those sub-backs from Falk to Vereen to James White. Of course, the Ravens, very good deep ball team, and 17, Mike Wallace is a guy that you've got to stop in a deep part of the field. This is a good job right here in our two-deep coverage, really getting both Patrick and Devin back there. Devin makes a nice play on the ball, kind of turns and finds it and makes a real good catch. And so, again, another big turnover, but also, more importantly, I think it really discouraged Baltimore from trying to make those throws. Unfortunately, this return got wiped out when they called him down by contact, but some good run in there by Devin in the open field.
Really was. I talked to you about that earlier too. You were concerned about the deep ball, and that's good attention to detail by those safeties right there.
That was a big play for us.
Okay, red zone.
So another third down conversion for us, third down and six. And again, we saw a lot of combination of either five-man rush here or double coverage somewhere. So here they went with the five-man rush. And singled, and then this leaves Marty Bennett on or the inside linebacker. So big play to James White on Mosley, big play to Marty here on Orr. Good throw, and a good job by Marty of going up, using his size, and taking the ball.
That's good coverage, too. I mean, that's, but that's just,
you got a 6'7 guy against a, 5'11, 6-foot guy. And
take that.
Yep. That's, that length and height really, that's important there in balls like that.
Marty's giving you some big catches here, too.
He sure has. So, we, again, had some good matchups there. We're able to find those and take advantage of them. And then this was a big play for us, third down and four, big stop here. We've got the weak side doubled over here on Perryman on the slant. And you can see that Flacco initially tries to look to this weak side and then comes back here. And then this was nicely done on the secondary of comboing this off with, Logan taking Aiken inside and then, comboing here to Smith and Pitta. So really nobody open to throw to in this area. And then we got to do a good job here on the pass rush and end up sacking them and forcing them to the field goal. We'll see the same play here from the end zone.
I remember McClellan, I thought, really did a good job coming down inside, allowed Rob to.
Yep, so we have a good combination here between Van Noy, Malcolm Brown, yep. And then this is Rob wrapping around here and Dante coming off the edge. Flacco looking back here to the weak side where the double coverage is, and then when he tries to swing it back, we pass this three-man route off over here. So, again, good team defense there, good coverage, good pass rush, holding to a field goal, and so now we have a 3-point lead. We got a 3-point lead with 6.5 minutes to go in the game, and this is kind of the play that I've been asked about several times this week.
Sure.
Real quick play action fake here to LeGarrette, and this is Edelman on the backside. So we earlier in the game had hit Julian on a play very similar to this where we faked, and he ran like a short post route in there. And I think Weddle's kind of hanging on that one. Elam's over here on the slot side, on Hogan's side. You see both linebackers take a quick step up. So there's the displacement in the defense. And then with Weddle leaning just a little bit back here to Julian's side, that opens up the middle for Chris to come in there. And, again, one of the things we've talked about, Scott, better than anyone, that middle of the field read versus the split safety read, and how the receivers and the quarterbacks, when they see the split safety, it's one thing. And when they see a middle of the field safety, then the receivers run a little different route on that, so that we're not running into defenders. This was really a middle of the field defense that we kind of read as a split safety defense, and both Tom and Chris read it the same way. And
right there,
found
a little sit by Weddle, man. It's just like you're licking your chops.
Yep. That's so really well executed play. Good protection. I thought we did a good job for the most part all day of keeping the pocket clean so the quarterback could step up. This is Marty doing a good job here on Suggs. Marcus Cannon over here on the strong side to get a chance to step up. And, again, you always need just a little bit more time on those throws, but well executed, well done, and a big play for us.
One play drive. Love those counts right there. Defense right. Probably got tired. All right, Coach, thanks a lot. Good luck in Denver. Great. Thanks for joining us on the Plays of the Week. See you next week.